Time now for Ask the Expert. Let me bring in my guest this morning, Connie Gillick with Gillick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great.
Well, Connie, some taxpayers look forward to receiving a large refund when they file their tax return. Is it a good idea to overpay, Connie, on taxes so we can look forward to a large refund come April?
Well, over withholding on taxes to get a large refund is really not a good way to save money. Basically, you're giving the government an interest-free loan all year. There's no interest paid to us on a tax refund. Now, if you underwithhold and then you owe more at tax time, that could result in a penalty in interest when you file your return. So you don't want to do that either. The goal is to withhold an amount which comes as close as possible to the amount that you'll owe. This year may be a bit unusual when you file your 2025 return, because you could receive a larger refund than usual due to tax savings in the legislation that was signed last summer. The tax relief on tip income and overtime pay is going to help some taxpayers. And also, for taxpayers who are 65 and older, there is an enhanced senior deduction of $6,000 per taxpayer. That's $12,000 for a married couple filing jointly. That starts with the 2025 tax return and goes through 2028. All of these deductions are phased out at higher income levels. Also, the standard deduction for 2025 has increased nearly 8% over 2024. If you itemize deductions, the allowable deduction for state and local taxes, it's sometimes called SALT, it includes your property tax and your real estate tax, has jumped from $10,000 to $40,000. There are limits placed on high income earners. You may decide to lower your withholding for 2026 after you file your 2025 taxes and see what kind of a refund you're getting back. To guide you, the IRS has what is called the Safe Harbor Rule. To avoid an underpayment penalty, you should pay at least 90% of the tax owed for the current year, or 100% of the tax that you paid for the previous year. And you do that through withholding or quarterly estimated payments. Higher income earners must pay 110% of the tax that they owed for the previous year. If you follow the Safe Harbor Rule, you'll avoid a penalty and interest even if you owe more when you file your return. Our recommendation is, first of all, know your Safe Harbor amount and how much you need to pay in during 2026 to avoid any under withholding penalty. And then pay that amount and be careful not to overpay taxes and let the IRS use your money interest-free all year. Whenever you're in doubt, seek advice from your tax advisor.
Well, Connie, another important discussion today. If listeners would like to reach out to you, how can they get in touch with you?
Our number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.